I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with two of the seniors from the Pella Christian soccer team, Ty Hugan and Dylan Ekoff. As we approach the end of the regular season and go into the playoffs, Ty, I'll start with you. 1 year ago, we were talking on a Zoom call. It was not a fun conversation about how you didn't get to play your junior season, but here you are. I know it hasn't been the win-loss season you've wanted, but you've been able to play in games so far. What has it meant to be back out here with your friends and playing soccer again?
It's definitely meant a lot. I know we didn't get last season, and that was really not very good to have. But it's good to see a lot of new faces out here, a lot of new guys. This is a really young team, so Dylan and I both went into this season knowing that we're going to face some hurdles and we're going to have some problems, but it's nothing that our coach can't handle, and I'm looking forward to seeing what these guys can do in the future.
Dylan, similar question. What does it mean to be back out here? And to Ty's point, kind of be a leader, knowing that you're one of the few players that had any experience pre-COVID varsity.
Yeah. Building off Ty, I mean, a lot of young teams have a lot of young talent, you know, and as long as we can keep build that up for future years to come, you know, every as Coach said one time, every alumni loves to see their team succeed. And even if after we're gone, our team continues to succeed, then we're doing great.
Well, Ty, when you think about the fact that wins and losses haven't been where you wanted them to be, and you've lost some really tough matches in between, how as a leader do you try to keep morale up, knowing that there's potential here and that these guys are really learning varsity and playing varsity quality teams for the first time? How do you try to keep those spirits up?
I like to try and encourage the team, you know, focus on their individual play, you know, trust the plan our coach has for us. I really wanted to emphasize to these guys, like, the bigger schools that we played, Pella, DCG, you know, these guys have been playing for a lot longer than we have together. These guys have chemistry, whereas most of these guys haven't even really played club soccer. So basically it's just trying to encourage the things that they do good and try and correct what they're not doing so good. But overall, it's just trying to keep them unified and tell them, hey, we're a young team. This is going to be hard at first.
Well, and you guys have had some wins. I mean, that's kind of hard to say that you guys haven't gone 0-4. You've had an ability to beat some teams, including a really close win to open your season against PCM. How do you kind of, Dylan, emphasize those positives and try to keep those going, knowing that there have been tough losses to, as Ty said, to teams like Pella and DC, I haven't played Pella yet, but DCG and some of those?
Well, we can only get better. You know, but PCM was such a fun win for us, you know, gained that win in double overtime, penalty kicks, dog pile over Hayden to Gronheist to finish off that first game. You know, like, what an exciting experience. And you can only control some aspects of your game. You know, our coach preaches effort and attitude, and you can control those two, and we can only get better from here.
Well, and basically we have at least a week of guaranteed soccer left. You do have a matchup coming up with Van Meter and Pella, and then you flip the script over to the postseason. Ty, what are the things you are hoping to improve on so that you are competitive over those last couple of matches and give yourself a chance to advance in that first round of the playoffs?
I think the biggest thing going into this following week is definitely going to be just keep playing together, play to the end too. I want these guys to play with pride, you know. Season isn't going our way, but that doesn't matter. We still need to play hard so we can show this team what Pella Christian's all about. And I think if we can keep on improving our passing, the flow of our game, our formation, and keeping our head up and looking for people to have a scoring opportunity, I think we're going to be doing fine.
And that's Ty Hugan and Dylan Ekoff joining us here from the Pella Christian boys soccer team on the Radio Sports page. Appreciate your time. Hopefully you guys can get some wins here between now and the end of the season, and all the best to you. Thank you.
Thank you.